his sake. I had nothing to do with it. It's all in God, but I was willing to be used by God. It's not that I was perfect, but God seemed sufficient in to be used. Wasn't Mary born a woman, but I'm trying to help you. Wasn't Mary born a woman, the mother of Jesus? Was she born a woman? Salvation had not yet come when she birthed Jesus. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Why did he use her? I know she was from Judah, Shemitic tribe. I know all that. The good works was counted as righteousness in the sight of God. When you do good work, God sees as righteousness, especially when you've been born again and filled with the power of God. Your works are good. The Bible says here, all your works are going to be good, made manifest. Now, the ones that don't do it, they step away from God. That's why they don't do it. But the ones that anchor and stay with God, they can always do what God says and never find a fault in nobody. Listen to what it says. They won't be condemned. If you anchored and walking in Christ, you'll never be condemned. You'll never bring God to open shame again. You will always give him praise, give him honor anywhere you go. See me? I ain't ashamed to go anywhere. Let me just share this with you. I went in Kansas City, Missouri, I went to the National Convention. I don't know, it was in the 80s. I'm a little young preacher. But I wanted to go. We all went and ate dinner. This is a miracle with me. We ate dinner. All the preachers all over America ate dinner. Then the preacher got up after dinner. He was supposed to bring national president was supposed to bring the word. He said these words, never will forget that. He said, Lord, leave me not to preach today. He walked just like this. Young man, come bring the word. Now, I was shaking. I ain't never been on that level before. But when I got up, took my Bible, just like I'm doing now, and started line on line, precept by precept, never condemn nobody. Man, you got to come to my church. You need to come teach that at my church. Where, can you give me your address? You got a card? No, I ain't got no card. That's just in me. What's in me going to come out of me. If it ain't in you, it can't come out of me. Keep that in mind. If it ain't in you, it ain't coming out, Don. God help us. The wicked are, watch this. So if you're faking and shaking and baking, watch what the words say. The wicked are overthrown, knocked down. Look the word up. I don't have to tell you. Look it up for yourself. Look what it says. The wicked are overthrown and don't exist anymore. The Bible says, are not. That means they don't exist anymore. You're going to fall. Ain't going to be even. If I used to be if I was a big timer and I go out in the world and the Christians forget about me, they don't even remember me no more. I don't even exist anymore because I've been falling in condemnation and didn't stay in the word of God. If I stay in the word of God, that sun by this light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I ain't got to do nothing. Just let my light shine. And everywhere I go, it's going to shine. I don't have to make it shine. It's going to automatically shine. I don't have to look for no notoriety. I'm already famous. I've been famous all my life. He said this. But the house of righteous. Now, this is my joy, y'all. And I'm through. The house of righteousness. Did y'all hear what I say? The house of righteousness going to stand. So if you keep falling, listen at me now. I'm helping you. If you keep falling, you don't need me to tell you. I'll give you the word. Just go back to God. The Bible tells you if you go in a secret closet, you ain't got to come in here and talk. Because if you get in here and tell what's happening in your life, somebody going to start faulting you and tell you ain't no good. You're supposed to be in this, that, and other. Don't do that. Go in the secret closet. Go off by yourself and talk to the man that can change all things. And when you go and talk to the man that changed all things, then he going to quicken you and make you whole. And those enemies that was coming after you, he going to make them your footstool. Y'all ever read Psalm 37? Hurt not thyself because of what? Lord, I'm Mr. Jesus. Evil doer. Church ain't got no business with no Eve in it, girl. God cleaned the church. God built the church. God cleaned it up. Where evil come from now? Yo, come tell me, where the evil come from, Joe? Church ain't got no business, no Eve in it. We sang the song, Little Joel of God, and Lady Little Joel of God, none but the righteous, what? Shall see God. But the Bible says, only the pure in heart shall see God. If you're pure, you're going to see him as he is. When he yes shall appear, we shall be just like him. We're going to see him as he is. And we're going to be caught up together with him in the air. The Bible said we're going to be caught up with him in the air. And the books say, preachers, we forever will be with him. We're going to forever be with Jesus. But you got to stay in obedience and comply to what thus said the word. I've given you line on line, precept by precept. It can't be done any better. Nowhere on earth. Nowhere. You ain't going to write it divine the word of truth. That's what he told me. And know what Paul told Timothy. Said, Timothy, study to show thyself approved what? Unto God. A workman that need what? Not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The truth going to make you free. It's going to make you free. Just stick to it. And you watch the way I act. You'll tell. You'll know whether I'm in Christ or not. Just watch the way I act. Watch when I greet you. Watch when I come before you. Watch I don't talk crazy to you. Everybody, I see the same eyes. Every word in the Bible say the same thing that I see. Maybe somebody right now. Somebody. I know your feet and ankles and all that hurting now because of the pressure. I know that. With someone, if there may be somebody today ready to give their life or come in fellowship with the house of God, this is the hour that you need to come. This is your hour. This is the time God wants you to come. He wants you to do that. He's able to change anything in your life needs changing. He can do it. I promise you he can do it. I'm copycat off Jesus. He can do all things. I don't care who you are, where you come from. You're looking at a living witness here, me. I wasn't born a preacher.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
So you say you want deliverance from all the sins and habits that seem to plague you day by day. Well now, if you really want it, listen to me, brother. Get down on your knees and pray, brother. If you know,
don't you know,
he's just there waiting to hear from you. Don't you know,
don't you know,
that if you really want deliverance,
You say you need it.
Don't you know you can have it today. Now you say you have a little.
Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today to
to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. And authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today. You say you really need it. You can have it today.
I'm excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. Invite you to join our prayer line and zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and will also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Evangelist McCautry with a very personal message for you. You see, today there are people who will tell you not to vote because the Bible tells you not to vote. But then they will vote. Understand that the Bible never says for you not to vote. So listen very carefully. The scripture says, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. It is your spiritual responsibility to vote your conscience. So please go to the polls. Today, just prior to the message, we want each of you to know that we must love Jesus much better. In fact, our message today challenges us to magnify your name. Richard Smallwood leads us into our message today. Our message today is entitled Fox Instructions. Remember this. When Abraham Lincoln was a young man, he ran for legislature in Illinois and was badly swamped. He next entered business, failed, and spent 17 years of his life paying up the debts of a worthless partner. He was in love with a beautiful young woman with whom he became engaged. She died. Later, he married a woman who was a constant burden to him. Entering politics again, he ran for Congress and again was badly defeated. He tried to get an appointment in the United States Land Office, but failed. He became a candidate for United States Senate and was badly defeated. In 1856, he became a candidate for vice presidency and was once more defeated. In 1856, he was defeated by Douglas. One failure after another, bad failures, and great setbacks. In the face of all this, he eventually became one of the greatest men in America, whose memory is honored throughout the world. When you contemplate the effect of a series of setbacks like this, doesn't it make you feel rather small to become discouraged? Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 13, beginning with verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not. Whence are ye? Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not. Whence ye are? Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there at last which shall be first, and there at first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day, I shall be perfected. Our message today makes it clear that God puts up kings and sets them down. The ramifications of this preponderance is overwhelming. The hatred and prejudice and injustice that propounds in this crazy mixed up world in which we live is overwhelming. Mixed violence is out of control. Mankind is murdering everybody. Police are overtly murdering citizens. Maniacs are murdering children and senior citizens. Women are being raped and trafficked to sites unknown. Individuals are being butchered up for body parts. Violence is rampant everywhere. Facebook and Twitter are proclaiming fake news. Foreign governments are invading each other with propaganda. Politicians are not just giving alternative facts. They are out and out lying, giving deception facts. The norm rather than the exception. Schools are teaching false theories of evolution and anti-biblical doctrines that make Satan happy. The unit of the home is now restructured with two men or two women as parents. Children are left to wonder because less than 25% of the homes in this country have a male and a female as parent leaders of the home. Divorce statistics have reached more than 50% of those 25% homes that are left. Morning and evening devotion have become a relic of the past, and television and the cell phone have replaced parenting and the family altar. This country has been cursed with politicians who have sex with everyone except their wives. It is common for porn stars and prostitutes to parade details of stormy encounters with our political leaders, and the church leaders turn a blind eye because immorality has replaced the incarnation. Political victories have replaced prayer and Bible study. A seat in the White House is more valued than kneeling in God's house. Esau, the religious leaders of this society have sold their spiritual souls for conservative judges who sit on the bench. This country has lost its spiritual foundation and rejected God's holy principles. The leaders of this country have disregarded the absolute biblical truth of God's word and replaced it with social secularism. Our leaders have trampled over God's Ten Commandment covenant of freedom and worshiped other gods and called it freedom from being under the law. This country has leaders who have sanctioned sexual perversion and called it an alternative lifestyle. This country has leaders who have drank from the wine of the wrath of Babylon and called it acceptable as if it is a part of divine blessings. This nation's leaders have subjugated the poor and called it being conservative. They have labeled the poor as being lazy and given social programs a bad name when they are merely helping the poor to get on their feet. They have ostracized pregnant mothers and have chased the fathers out of the home so that the family can get social assistance, only to call children of these homes illegitimate. And we seek to limit the help and call it caring services. Leaders have sat idly by while deranged individuals have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. Explain to me how a person can be pro-life and be pro-gun at the same time. Politicians have jailed parents for trying to discipline their children and then allowed police to beat them with billy clubs, chains, and tasers, and have given them the license to kill because the children have become unruly and called it socially acceptable discipline. Politicians have abused power and called it acceptable. They have embezzled public funds, lied, broken every law, and called their actions justified. The leaders of this nation have institutionalized bribery and stolen our social security and health care while they have made provisions for their families and their friends. They have provided subsidies for the farmers and their friends, and the welfare of the workers has been lost in the fine print of laws that make the poor pay for the services of the rich while the rich are being subsidized by the taxes on the poor. There are leaders of this country who have stolen Mexico and Africa's possessions and called it prosperity and have taken the land from the American Indian and used the backs of blacks to build a society and then turned around and called all of us ignorant. They have polluted the air with profanity.